Got to compliment those that we compete against and their schematics and their players, environment, but also we absorb a lot of the responsibility or the quality of our play or the lack thereof. When you're not getting possession downs, particularly early in the game, that has a component of it. There have been several games that we've been three and outing to start games, and you never get an opportunity to gain run game traction or accumulate the total number of snaps to play that component of the game when you're three and out and you're slow to winning possession downs, and that's been a component of the issue as well.
Tomlin takes. We take two or three big news items from Tomlin's press conference, so you don't have to listen back to all 30 minutes of the gobbledygook that we get from Mike some days.
That was another wrestler gimmick, the gobbledygooker. Wasn't it like a turkey or
Hold
something?
Hold on, I like this part of the song.
Nothing? You no-selling me like The Undertaker on that one?
It was Hector Guerrero.
But that was the gimmick, was
yep.
it not?
That he guy hatched out of an egg.
Yeah, turkey came out
he
of an egg.
Hatched started, out of an egg.
Yeah, started dancing with Mean Gene Okerlund.
What an intro. The only intro that's greater? The Shockmaster.
Why the run game stinks, Mike Tomlin. It's not good. I don't think it's hideous.
They're very inefficient. The numbers are not
exactly
good.
For as much as they do it, this is not a practice makes perfect situation. They do it a ton. Usually teams that run a ton run a lot because they're good at it. They're proficient at it. This team is not. Batko just said he doesn't think we're going to see a changing of the guard. It's more Najee. They'll move on, water under the bridge with the fumble, and they'll continue to try to ride him and then work in the other two guys. I'm ready for something different, especially if Pickens doesn't play, although Batko said he thinks Pickens and Watt will play, which it was a stunner.
That puts him on a bit of an island.
Especially because Dula, you want to talk about went one ear and out the other when I brought up, hey, Dulac said he's not going to play.
He just kept rolling.
So now we need Fittipaldo to break the PG tie.
Does Fittipaldo plus Batko outstrip in just yes. in simple votes it does. But Jerry, I mean, has the ear of the owner.
Yeah, I think it'd be 2-1, but I think Fittipaldo would be inclined to agree with Dulac because the reverence he has for Jerry, the veteran.
What if he chats more and generally interacts more with Batko, though?
I don't think he does.
Why not?
Because I know he doesn't, actually. There's clicks on the road with the Steelers media. I don't think fans know that.
Batko is in the DeFabo click?
Yes. The old heads seem to congregate.
Is like, Ray even that old?
Well, compared to some of the other people, he is.
So who's the? So what is the
so
click?
So Fittipaldo, Joe Rutter, Chris Adamski, Kabali, those guys get like a early bird special dinner and are back in the room and in bed by 10.
Okay.
And then you've got your Brooke Pryors and your DeFabos and your Batkos, and maybe Richie Walsh gets sprinkled in. And they
Richie just out of nowhere invading that group?
I don't know if he's in with that group, but I think Richie is still a guy that'll go out. Maybe not paint a town red, maybe paint it pink.
Is there a man apart there? Is there somebody who does who marches to the beat of their own drum?
I think Mackey's kind of an X factor who could go either way. Either go with the old dudes or
at a Grateful Dead cover band show. They just play two songs, but each one of them's 42 minutes long.
See, I could see him just listening to Grateful Dead while he like runs a treadmill and reads his old columns.
Reads his old columns?
Yeah, critiques himself, self-study, that kind of thing.
I do none of that.
Anywho, Mike Tomlin on the run game struggles.
Man, I don't like as a
Do you think
practical
he gets on
matter,
track this week?
Not really, no. Because Baltimore's always been good at stopping that. I don't like as a practical matter that they try to run the ball more than virtually every team in football. In fact, rushing attempts this year,
Ravens
the Steelers,
more, Lions more?
The Steelers
Eagles
are second
more.
Now.
Oh,
they're
wow.
second in the league in rushing attempts.
More than the Eagles?
Yes, some of those Jeez. Are, well, here, I didn't even look at Philly, but like some of those are quarterback runs, I get it. Eagles are number one. So now they've run the ball more than the Baltimore Ravens have this year, at least in attempts. I just really dislike the fact that they are doing something a lot, but that they are not good at it. Like that is, tell me where that makes sense. Seriously, I hate to be like sticking on this
they
for a second.
They want to just take their 2 or 3 yard gains on first and second down and set up 3rd and 5 is what they want.
Okay, are you good enough to be constantly winning 3rd and 5s?
I think for a while they were. Their time of possession was one of the best in the
Mike's
league, but
looking
it was good
at this
until
real,
it wasn't.
Okay,
it's
I hope Mike
anymore.
Looks at this and realizes like, yeah, we're not a very efficient team. Maybe we should run it less. Maybe we should have some tendency breakers in there.
Batco seemed to think Dante Jackson would play because he's always dinged up and manages to play. Here is Mike Tomlin on what life would be like without him against Baltimore.
We got a lot of capable players in that space. We've been really comfortable with it. We've been blessed with some depth there. If people are unavailable, I am completely comfortable with those that get an opportunity to play, whether it's James Pierre, whether it's Corey Trice. And when called upon, both guys have delivered and delivered to a satisfactory level, and I'm confident in terms of how they practice and approach their business. And so I don't know that that's a big issue for us.
Ever get a feeling that you really can't back up with anything and you just say, yeah, I feel good about this, or I'm okay with it, and you really have nothing to go by?
Often.
That's how I feel about this. Like, I've not seen a ton from James Pierre this year. We saw Corey Trice very early in the year have an interception against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson has 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'll hold up fine with those guys in. And yeah, they didn't against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, but that is an elite receiver and a former Heisman Trophy winner. The Slim Reaper. So I get it. Like, those guys are studs, and Hurts, I think, is criminally underrated.
I don't feel great about it. Pierre specifically.
I think Pierre's actually.
I just randomly watched Brady called him out and said, "Look, career game."
Well, yeah, he did against. Well, it's the Giants, Chris.
True.
But Brady said as soon, like, I go right after James Pierre, and that's what the Eagles did on a touchdown.
Why doesn't Brady do more of that? Like, just very plain spoken, just say, "Yeah, I'd go immediately go after."
I want more bleep talking from Brady.
He's just...
And I'm bummed
he's
out.
He's just laughing all the way to the bank. He's making $37 million to be like a fourth-tier parent.
I know that people don't like Collinsworth. I think you see how good Collinsworth is when you're subjected to Brady for 3 hours.
See how good Greg Olsen is when you're subjected to Brady.
I think Romo's had a renaissance season.
He's been more engaged, too.
We've already had Nance and Romo this year.
Tony has been more engaged in what he's doing.
It stinks that we have to get Brady and Burkhardt again this week because the game's on Fox for the first time ever, Steelers-Ravens. And we don't get a Collinsworth, Tirico, NBC crew, Steelers-Ravens game. That's my nerdy take on play-by-play, folks.
I like the Iron Eagle Charles Davis.
So do I.
A lot. Just rock solid.
Oh, wait. Was it... Because I was at the game, so I don't remember. Who did Steelers-Ravens? It actually was... No, it was Iron Eagle.
It was Iron Eagle.
It was not Nance and Romo
this
year.
We had that Iron Eagle run. No, they did... Nance and Romo did Steelers-Browns, didn't they?
Yeah, I saw Iron Eagle eat a sandwich with a fork and knife in the press box dining area for that game.
You ever seen somebody eat a Snickers bar with a fork and a knife?
Isn't that from Seinfeld?
I think somebody's done it in real life, though, too. I think I've seen somebody actually do it.